Do you know what the largest stumbling block to engaging with social media is? Well, today I kind of realised that it's Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter, you say? Well, just had an interesting morning. Had my house evaluated because I thought it was about time that I found out how much it was worth to give me a few targets and goals for the sort of income I'm wanting to be earning in the next financial year. I'm in the process of looking at my business plan. And the one thing that the estate agent that came to look at the house was, of course, they said, oh, what do you do? And Dan's an artist, and they saw the studio, and I do social media. And of course, I've recently done a social media talk for Property Face to Face, which was, you know, just focusing on the property and estate agency market. So I said, oh, I'll send you a link. So very easily I was able to navigate to SlideShare, where I've got the presentation stored, send an email straight to him with the presentation. But the one thing that initial concerns were, you know, what if people say bad things about us, and people whose houses they haven't been taken on their books have made some sort of sarcastic comments, and is this real fear of feedback? And it kind of got me thinking, really, that I often say Facebook and Twitter and the sort of commenting is just sort of 5% of what I see as the social media landscape, and it's a really important thing to establish your foundation before you even solicit opinion. Find out what's being said about you already, having a really good listen to the landscape, and, you know who your market is. Just as when you're doing a business plan, you don't open the shop before having put the business strategy in place, or, you know, filling up your warehouse with products that you're going to sell, or filling your shelves. And even if you do get a shop, it's not going to open to the public until it's been fitted out, until it's been made ready for the public. And I think the same needs to be approached with a social media identity. You know, establishing your usernames, establishing the email, that consistent point of access, finding out what's already there, finding out what you already have that you can, you know, repurpose for content. And, you know, that sort of really got me thinking of, you know, the structure of what I really do. I'm working at the moment with a design agency, not a web design agency, but a theatre designers, set designers, costume designers. And we're looking at, first of all, creating that grassroots level of how they can start to improve their own profiles, and they're really keen to go to that, you know, establishing authority of the Seven Roads is a really key thing for them. Business productivity is very key for them, and promoting themselves and creating a hub. So yeah, when you're thinking about social media, please don't think of Facebook and Twitter first. When you go to an agency or you talk to someone about creating social media for you, think about your foundations first, and then the other things will build on from that. Well, I've reached the bottom of Bow Street, which prevents me from burbling on. Quite loud traffic, actually. So I'm going to head into Lace Market House and start doing some Twittering and a bit more research.